You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Marla, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
I know we're just coming out of winter, and so people can't really wrap their brains around heat waves. But, you know, it's going to be pretty hot this weekend here, upper 70s.
Yeah. So. I hope it is. I love when it's warm.
Well, yeah, everybody does. Are you going to do anything in the sun? Anything fun?
Anything that I can find and get my hands on. I'm going to be in the sun today and tomorrow and Sunday. Yep.
Good for you.
Get out and play some volleyball or something.
Yeah, bocce ball.
Volleyball for a while. That'll be fun.
Croquet.
Badminton. Get out the shuttlecock and play
badminton. Just get it out.
I'm busting out my shuttlecock this weekend.
Do that, Marla.
You know what? We had
that shuttlecock hasn't seen sun for months.
It is very white. I mean,
it needs some UV.
My shuttlecock is very white.
I wish I had a shuttlecock, but I don't.
You don't?
Well, I'm sorry. You can go down to Target and get some.
I will
tell you this, that we had a badminton set in the garage, but it never got used. And so I went out in the backyard where we have all these. I live in a forest. And there's all these. They're not pine cones or like pecans or anything, but there's some sort of little nut in a casing. And I found I could take that badminton racket and I could whack those things.
Oh, how fun.
It was like trying to hit home runs out in the, you know, into the woods.
Yeah,
in the forest. And after a few minutes, I looked down at the racket, and I had destroyed every string on that thing.
Wow.
It's like,
does it count when you're in the forest and nobody sees it or hears it?
Hey! Shut up, Marla. Let's play some rattle off. Are you ready for us?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Hey, listen, I don't want to bring you down, Marla.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about death here.
Okay.
You get a death rattle off category.
Sweet.
Okay. You sound like somebody who's probably
You're fine with death.
You're fine.
I'm totally fine with it.
What do you do for a living? I got to know.
I cut hair for a living.
No wonder you're so bubbly and chatty.
What's the big style right now? What's become really popular? What's back in vogue?
Well, you know, mullets for the younger like preteens were a wild, you know, they were wild and wanted to do that. And now we're cutting them off and I'm super happy about it. There's nothing really super trendy going on right now.
No. Mm-hmm. So mullets are on the way out, because I noticed when Reed was playing basketball, some of his buddies, they all had mullets on the team. I was like, really?
Yep. And those are actually kind of more high maintenance than a regular kind of haircut. So a lot of these boys that are coming in, they're like, can you cut this off? Can you cut this off?
You can't grab your scissors fast enough,
yes,
I bet.
I sure will. Nope, sure can.
Yeah. I want you to cut my hair. I like you.
You'd have fun.
Cut Jeremy's hair.
Cut my hair.
I'll cut it for you.
Will
ya?
Yeah. Not much to cut up front anymore.
That's okay. We'll just pretend.
Can you glue some more on for me?
Absolutely. I sure can. You may not look good, but I'll glue it on for you.
Getting a little thin up front, I've noticed.
Jeremy, are you going to be a comb-over guy?
No, I'm going to buzz it. I'll be done.
Are you? Take your head off. Take your head off real fast. Low maintenance.
I got my headphones on. Take your head off.
Let's
you know what
look.
I look like.
I know,
you don't
but take
need
it off.
To take
Let me see
my
what
hat
it looks
off.
Like today when you.
No, I'm not taking my hat
if
off.
If you've got a hat on today, it's for a reason.
Yeah, I woke up a little late. That's why I have a hat on.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay, Marla, let's do your death rattle off category. In 10 seconds, we need you to name 5 dead movie stars.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we have to have heard of them. And you can go back as far as you want in time, but 5 dead movie stars. Ready and go.
Elvis Presley, Marilyn Monroe, Rita Hayworth, Chevy Chase, Paul Walker.
Chevy Chase is still alive.
But sadly, Chevy Chase has not died.
Clark Griswold is still with us.
No, Chevy Chase is not dead. He's still as cantankerous and grouchy as he's
He looks a little dead, but he's still breathing.
Oh, he's dead.
Now you got me second guessing.
No, he's alive.
He's not dead.
No, he's not
dead. I would have heard about it.
That
would have
been everywhere. Nah, he's alive.
He's not dead yet.
He's not dead yet.
He's 78 years old. He's still kicking.
Yeah, and he's a grump.
Let me put it this way.
Oof, he's still pissing. I missed it by one. Dang it. All right.
He's still pissing off all of his
co-workers,
fellow
right?
actors.
Yeah.
Yeah. People who work with him say he's not fun.
He's a monster.
Well, how many was that, though? So was that five?
It was five.
Or the name six? Because it said Tupac and Paul Walker and Rita Hayworth.
No,
he didn't say Tupac.
Got four before, we only got four before the buzzer.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, before the buzzer. Okay. All right, cool.
But we're so glad you called, and we hope you have a great, great day.
You too. Have a good night day. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye, Marla. Go have her cut your hair.
I like her. I would do that.
Here comes Liam. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Liam. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm not sure yet.
Really? You don't have any big plans?
No.
No? Going out with your friends or a girlfriend or anything?
Nope. Just hanging out, playing video games.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you, Liam?
18.
Really? What year were you born?
20.
Uh-huh, yeah, okay.
He got you good, Josh! He got you good! Josh was warning us about him. This Liam guy swears he's 18.
Do the math.
Games and no girlfriend. You're not 18.
It's a dead giveaway, Liam. When you haven't gone through puberty yet, we can tell. All right? It's just, we love you, dude. But
enjoy your gaming, though.
And enjoy your last day of spring break.
Yeah.
Got to go back to school on Monday. That's right. You got to be 18. Hey, Thomas, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. You've gone
Liam
through puberty.
Liam almost got one past us, Thomas, but not quite. So.
Yes, I have.
Yeah. You got a nice deep voice.
Dinosaurs.
You've had the experience.
Oh, yeah.
How old were you when you went through puberty? Do you remember?
Oh, my God.
I wish I did. Those were the days.
Really? Those were the best days?
Yeah, you know, video games and no plans for the weekend.
Those were the days. That is true. Yeah.
No responsibility.
You can eat like an entire bag of Cheetos and have, no regrets.
Yeah. The whole thing about the human condition, Thomas, let's talk about this for a moment. Everybody always wants to be in a different place, right? When you're a kid, you want to be an adult. When you're an adult, you want to be a kid. When you're single, you want to be married. When you're married, you kind of sometimes pine for those days when you were single. I mean, everybody wants to be somewhere else.
Yeah. Where do you want to be, Thomas?
Yeah, what do you want?
I'm living in the present, guys.
Really?
Soaking it up one day at a time.
Well, he just blew your theory out of the water, dog.
What a total weirdo.
I know, it's going to be a hell of a rattle off category.
He's going to give you a hard one now for disagreeing with him.
What do you do for a living?
I'm between jobs now.
What do you want to do then?
Yeah. I'm a community organizer, labor organizer, so I'm starting my next gig next week, but yeah.
What does a community organizer do?
So what exactly is your job as a community organizer? What do you do?
Yeah, help help people build their power, build their voice, advocate for themselves, and pass policies or make change in the community that's going to help people's lives improve and help us get towards the beloved community.
So how do you do that?
Well, most of it comes down to, weaving relationships together and
You're like a life coach almost.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that. But most of it comes down to getting people together and activated.
This is the strangest job description ever.
I just see you standing over at the side of the room,
like
going,
at a park.
No,
right,
over here.
Like
everybody
at a park. He's doing that at a park. He's trying to get the community. Hey, over here.
Everybody over here.
Come to the
We're
park.
Get together.
Try harder. Y'all need to try harder.
All right.
What a gig.
So you're between community organizations right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. What was the last community that you organized?
I was organizing workers at the airport previously, and helping them. A bunch of them went on strike a couple months ago.
So you didn't do very good. That's why you're not there anymore.
No, they won. They won a great gig over there.
Why did you leave that job then?
So why are you no longer working with them?
Well, you know, like we started, right? We got to, you know, feeding the soul, feeding the heart. So moving on to the next thing for me.
Would you say a part of your job description is a little bit of a rebel rouser?
I would say, yeah, there's part of that for sure in any organizer.
Hmm. So you're getting in there causing trouble, kind of.
He's a troublemaker is what he is.
Yeah, that's the only way to make change. There's no nice way of doing it.
That's
and
right.
You're couching
true
it.
True words were never spoken, Thomas.
Feeding the heart and feeding the soul.
Jeremy, you got to break a few eggs to make an omelet, dude. You're
damn right. Thomas is making omelets. No, or is he breaking the eggs?
He's breaking the eggs.
He's breaking
so
the eggs.
People make the omelets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
You want to play Rattle Off with us?
What a weird job.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's like,
go.
All right. If you don't get it, then there's no winner today, and I'm going to feel sad. So we're putting a lot of pressure on you.
Okay, I'm ready.
10 seconds. We need 5 different big box stores.
Oh.
Big box stores.
You've
heard of them.
Come on.
10 seconds. Ready and go.
Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Costco, King Super, Kohl's, Safeway.
I'm not sure I look at King Supers and Safeway as big box stores. They're grocery stores.
Grocery stores. Like Best Buy would be a big box store.
Mm-hmm.
Sam's? Did you say Sam's?
He said Costco, I think.
Costco. And he said Kohl's.
Walmart,
Kohl's. The only other question then. Yeah, those are all good. The only other question is whether Kohl's is technically a big box store.
Big and box-like.
They are rather squarish.
I don't feel like big box stores are named after their size or shape.
Right,
we're in the same position we were in yesterday, where we're out of time. We need a winner. I hate to just default and give it to him, but I'm afraid if he doesn't, he's going to organize a whole bunch of people against us.
You're right.
He'll have people picketing out in front of the radio station.
A big box store is a physically large retail establishment, usually part of a chain store. So,
Kohl's.
Kohl's.
I read the little definition on Wikipedia. So. Well done, Thomas.
All right, Cowboy, you're the winner today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for calling.
You as well. Hold on. Don't go away. Josh will come back. He'll visit all with right. you and tell you about your prize.
Good.
All right.
Going out on a win.